The Rosie on the House Arizona Hour, driven by Sanderson Ford.
Jump down, spin around, and let's have a hole. Oh, wait, start again. Oh.
Okay, take two. Stay away, Joe.
Hey, give me the key on that thing again. Da-da-da-da-da. I was right. Okay.
One, two.
Scared myself, man.
Jump down, spin around, and let's have a party. Look who's back. Stay away, Joe. Choctaw, Chickasaw, gonna drink hearty. Welcome back. Stay away, Joe.
So that's the theme song for the movie Stay Away, Joe, and that is Elvis Presley's direct connection to Cottonwood, and also we throw in Sedona, too, as well. Elvis shot on location. It was 1968, and he played, oh, boy, he played rodeo champion Joe Lightcloud. And a mixed-race American Indian who returns to the reservation to help out his family. And, of course, hilarity and fun ensues and whatnot. But there are some key scenes where you can, where you know it's exactly downtown, old town Cottonwood. He's in a convertible driving down the street. He's got some lovely ladies on the side, and he's singing along and all that. But, you know, it's obvious Cottonwood. And that was 68 versus today. Really, it hasn't changed that much. So, but
would you want it to?
No, not at all. Not at all. In fact, he talked about the jail that's at the far north end. Well, you see it clear as day in the movie. And today, you can see it as well. From what I was told, and the story goes, Elvis was a very kind person. And he wanted to find a way to thank the cast, the crew, and, of course, the people for filming the movie there in the area. So his manager, Colonel Tom Parker, and his record company, RCA, put together a 30-minute radio show of his inspirational music from a couple of albums that he recorded previously. It was pressed on one record, and it was sent to KVIO Radio in Cottonwood, and it was to air only one time with announcer copy, and I have a clip of what it sounded like the day it aired. This is Joe Adams, who's the announcer, and I think he worked at KOY back in the day, very famous announcer. And this is how it sounded as it started Sunday, November 5th, 1967.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. On this Sunday afternoon, Elvis and the Colonel bring you this program of sacred songs taken from Elvis's sacred LP albums, How Great Thou Art, and His Hand in Mine on RCA Victor Records. It is their way of saying thanks to you all for the wonderful hospitality you have shown them and all of the members of the Metro-Golden-Mayer production unit, now in the Sedona Cottonwood area for the filming of Stay Away, Joe.
Now, after that show aired, the record had to be returned to Colonel Tom Parker's office, which wow. It did. So somewhere in the world, that record exists. How valuable?
Oh.
Who knows? And that's the story. Elvis would return 2 years later to do another film in Arizona called Charro, and that was shot in Gold Canyon, Superstition Mountains, and some photography was done in Tucson. So he loved this state. And rumor has it he stayed in Sedona an extra 6 months after Stay Away Joe was done.
I think I remember Charro. I never even heard of Stay Away Joe.
All I'm going to say is
Romy, this, he trades in a horse for a red convertible Cadillac. The sign on the front of the auto dealership says, "We trade on anything."
Not one of his best films, I'll say that. But it's worth watching.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, you mentioned his generosity. He did a tribute in Hawaii to raise funds for the USS Arizona Memorial. One of the reasons we even have that memorial is because of that concert that he and Tom Parker put on. That the day of the concert, it raised $50,000. And, you know, this is the 60s. By the time the checks came in from everyone that saw that on TV and radio and broadcast, by the time the aftermath of all that came in, it got them to the $500,000 point they needed
wow.
to create that memorial. If you are an Elvis fan.
Well, thanks, Elvis.
Thank you, baby.
I got some things going on this weekend, man.
Oh, why don't you tell us there, Romy?
Musical Instrument Museum has a 2-day Elvis event today and tomorrow. That's on Tatum Road and the 101. You can go to mem.org to see all the details. And they've designed it as a family activity. So they've got everything from kids to people who remember and grew up with Elvis. And then out of the Casa Grande Dispatch, there's an Elvis Arethan tribute show at the Paramount going on. On the 17th, I think that's the day after the anniversary of his passing. So
that's Casa Grande.
He yes, sir. He and Aretha both passed on the same day.
That's right.
And they're doing a combination tribute show for Elvis.
I never knew that either. Learning all kinds of things here this morning.
Well, so Elvis lived in Memphis.
Right.
Was from?
Mississippi.
Yeah,
Tupelo, Mississippi.
Mm-hmm. Lived in Graceland, Memphis, and passed there. Well, Aretha was born in Memphis. So there's one more tie between those two.
Great artist, man.
So are you going to go to the MAM after this?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I have been to Graceland, and I tell everyone, whether you're an Elvis fan or not, you got to see it.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. It's stuck in the 70s a little bit. I mean, when you walk in, the rooms are kind of small, but it's the kitchen that gets me because it reminds me of the kitchen I grew up with, and I'm like, paneling.
Yeah, the shag carpet in his living room that's on the walls,
Yeah.
I'm really glad that trend in housing did not stay long. And a lot of smoking was indoors at that time.
Oh,
can
yeah.
you imagine
yeah.
going into
yeah.
oh, a home that active smokers with shag carpet on the rug? I mean, it probably just smelled like an ashtray the whole time.
Carpet cleaning hadn't been as advanced as it is today, so you know it was something. But, if you're ever in Memphis, definitely do Graceland.
Other things in Arizona, if you're a history buff, the Arizona Heritage Center is a museum run by the Arizona Historical Society at Papago Park, one of their 7 hotels, and they've got a history section going on. You can go to arizonahistoricalsociety.org. They're open on Saturdays from 10 to 4, and they've got just a ton of great Arizona memorabilia. They've got wax figures of Wallace and Ladmo. They've got planes that were used to help fighter pilots learn combat. They were flown out at Falcon Airfield for World War II. And that's something that we need to do, like a Rosie on the House. Arizona Historical Society Museum Tour. Hit all 7. I think that would be a lot of fun.
I'm in.